Hey, yo, welcome back to another episode of Put 30 on the Clock. I'm Coach Phil, and as usual, let's get right to it. When you go into your workout, hoopers, when you go into your workouts, it's for a reason. There's something you're trying to get out of it. Whether you get it today, tomorrow, down the line, you are working out today, and you're working towards a certain goal. Cool. It's the approach. When you work out, it's your approach to become that star player that gets to do whatever they want, or a role player that has a leash on them. Now, if you're like most of us, you're going to say, I'm doing this to be the star player. Things work out how they work out when you get to the team. But when you go to your workouts, you're like, nah, I'm working out to be the star player, right? And then as things get more and more serious, as the competition gets better and better, and as you elevate to higher and higher levels, you kind of find yourself having to fit into a role. Or you find out that what made you a star at one level only made you a role player at another level, right? We might be able to get into that a little bit later. But what I want you to really take a look at is when you start working out and you're really putting these reps in, you're getting a good sweat, is your approach. Where you are and where you're trying to go is going to dictate what you're doing. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Becoming that star player, because there's so few of them, I mean, I want you to think about it. When you really think about star players, there are so few of them that we're actually able to name them. We can identify them because there's so few of them. There's just not a lot. That's why we can remember. Those few people and the freedom they have to do what they do in the game inspires all of us. For the most part, people only start specializing once it becomes clear, in their opinion, right? In their minds, once it becomes clear to them that they can't do what those star players do, or they can't reach what those star players have reached, where they're at, they can't reach that level. They have to be convinced in their mind that I just can't do that, or I could never reach that. Let me just settle and work this up. And that sounds like a bad thing, but if you are somebody like, I'll give you an example. If you're somebody like JJ Redick, who would be the first one to tell you he wasn't a star NBA player. It's like, I don't know, for somebody who's been in the league for 15 years and had a really, really good role, I call that a success. So I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm not trying to downplay anything. I'm just trying to, you know, bring some reality to the situation. You know, let's step outside of social media for a minute and let's look at reality. When you get into your workouts, you are stuck with either having to live in reality or you're going to have to choose delusion. So let's start with reality. With reality, that's easy to tell. You know what you're capable of. You know where you play. You know what your competition is like. And you know what chances you have to stand out to go somewhere else. Reality is harsh and ugly and painful. You have to tell your truth when you live in reality. So that's easy to identify because you can see what's going on very clearly. You know what's up. It's this delusional road that is a double-edged sword that we all often take. Even if we're not on that road, you know what I'm saying? Imagine you're on a bus and the bus can take the reality road or the delusional road. If the bus you're on takes the reality road, you're looking at the window at that delusional road because you see a lot of your friends go over there. You see a lot of people you know, a lot of people you don't know. And the issue with the reality bus is that the reality bus is safe. I can't say it's guaranteed, but it provides you the most confidence that you can reach certain levels if you stay within this box and do these certain things, right? Like shooting the basketball. If you're capable, you know, of making open shots. You know, I've heard Iron Rainey say this a lot, right? Where if you're capable of making open shots, like reliably and consistently under different circumstances, just making open shots, it will open so many doors for you. Specializing in that will do so much for you, right? That's his message. And I agree with it 100%, right? That is reliable. And that's something worth chasing. And you've seen ever since Golden State made it cool to shoot 30 footers and make them all the time that everyone else has followed suit. They may not have been able to copy the Golden State recipe, but they've sold out on the idea that we are going to really emphasize the importance of shooting the basketball and making open shots. It's going to be a much bigger deal now than it's ever been before, right? But you can't help but look at the people on that delusional road. Because while you're on that bus, you're going to be looking at the delusional road. And you're going to look at the people who really had no business. I hate to say it like that. They had no business believing in themselves the way they did because they didn't pay for it with hard work and sacrifice. And then you have the people who make it out because they did pay the price, right? And they earned the right to be delusional. And that delusion is what allows them to take some of the shots they've taken. Like that famous Steph Curry shot that had Steve Kerr, you know, holding his head until the shot went in and he went and sat down on a bench, right? You've got to have a certain level of delusion to believe in yourself, because the amount of people who can get on the reality bus, right? Get on the bus that goes down that reality road and really, really be that guy, really, really be that woman. Like, those people are even more rare. There's even fewer of them, right? There's even fewer of them. Those people we can name off the top of our head immediately, right? So aiming for that, if you're looking in the grand scheme of things, is really tough unless it's clear right now that you're going to be that person, right? I'm him. I'm her. Unless that's clear right now, it's really hard to like put faith in that unless you get on the bus that takes you down that delusional road. And that delusional road is a double-edged sword. You have to have faith when there's no reason to have faith. You got to really believe in what you're doing. You got to believe in the people you're working with. You got to believe in the process, right? You have to really buy in, because this is an act of faith. One of the greatest acts of faith right now is taking a mid-range jumper off the dribble. I think it was New Mexico State. I can't remember. They beat FAU in the Final Four to play UConn in the championship. You know, let me date this real quick. This is 2023. UConn won the national championship, and I think it was New Mexico State that beat FAU. I just can't remember the team. The game-winning shot in that game to beat FAU in the Final Four of 2023 was perhaps the most perfect mid-range one-dribble pull-up we have ever seen. I mean, we've never seen you should go look it up. I'll say it one more time. Final Four 2023, FAU, I believe they lose to New Mexico State. So somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. At the end of that game, there is a one-dribble pull-up to win it. That is so clean. I'm talking toes pointed down, elbows tucked in, full extension, follow through of a dribble. We've never seen something so textbook. And that's the very shot that people hate so much. On Instagram, hell, you can go to coaches' clinics. There are programs, there are collegiate programs that will punish you for taking mid-range jumpers, but more importantly, mid-range jumpers off the dribble. But it was a mid-range jumper off the dribble that sent a team from the Final Four to the national championship game. And as clean as that shot was, all I could think about as a trainer and a coach is how many reps did it take to have that kind of confidence in that moment and to shoot it like that? There was no thought involved in the way that shot was taken. At all. That was all muscle memory. So it's like, wow, we've got a program that's not going to discourage somebody from doing what they do best. That this is incredible, because they've made a villain out of the mid-range jump shot. You've got to be delusional enough to either convince somebody to allow you to do what you do best. And then when they give you that faith, because they're going against their own better judgment, you have to prove them right, not to other people. You have to prove them right to themselves. Let's take that mid-range jumper, for example, again. What if coach didn't like mid-range jumpers? this player would have to shoot so many of them and make so many of them that against his own coach's judgment and beliefs, he's like, I'll give you permission to do something that I am against. That requires a bit of delusion. You have to believe something. You have to have faith where there's no reason to have faith, right? And that carries out for everyone else. I want you to look at a player like Steph Curry. Steph Curry made normal what was absolutely horrible basketball when I was growing up. You would never take those shots. Anybody who took those shots was on the bench, and if they got a second chance and they did it again, they were off the team. Steph Curry made it acceptable. Shout out Mark Jackson. He gave them permission. But, you know, we know the player. So shout out Mark Jackson, like Isaiah Thomas said, on All the Smoke. But anyway, I digress. The point is, 30-footers are now becoming common in high school. They're becoming common in women's basketball. It's becoming common at LA Fitness. This is ridiculous now, the confidence people have to let it go. But the thing is, like, those shots are going in. So how delusional are they? To turn what was once unacceptable into common, to make common what used to be unacceptable, is an unbelievable thing. That's why people are like, wow, Steph changed the game. You might not need to change the game. You might not need to, like, inspire millions and millions of people. You don't have to be the face of a new generation. But if you go down that delusional road, you are now in position to either convince everybody that you were right and you deserved to be able to do X, Y, and Z, or you risk being a fool. And I tell you what, most people will tell you, man, you should get on that delusional road. That's where the success happens. There's no wins without risk. Well, what did I say earlier about JJ Redick? There is no wrong road. There is no wrong path. The only way you can get this wrong is if you don't believe in yourself to go down either road. Seriously. You get on that delusional road and you don't pay the price to be that guy. Okay. All right. I guess you can call that a wrong. That's the wrong way to go. But all things being equal, meaning you paid the price, you made the sacrifices, you really put the time in, right? For real. There's no wrong road. You will either get to be that star player or you will get to be that super role player. This is really about how you define success. So when you have that in your mind, right, there's really nothing stopping you from reaching either status. There's nothing in the way but you. Now, if you're not training in the smartest way, okay, find a trainer who can help you get from point A to point B. If you find yourself working too hard, but the results aren't coming quick enough, maybe you're not doing things as efficiently as you possibly can. Maybe you're doing the wrong drills. But the truth of the matter is, if you're willing to pay the price, both roads are right. You just simply need to identify which road you're on, because knowing which road you're on is really going to shape how you train. Even if you don't have a trainer. If you go outside and you get reps up by yourself, if you get reps in with a friend, a teammate, knowing what road you're on is going to really throw away so many other workouts that are really good, but just don't apply to you. You're not going to waste your time doing things that don't matter because you know which road you're on and why you're on that road. So just be sure that you're aware of what road you're on. But always keep in mind that it's the few, the numbers, the people that we can name off the top of our head. It's those few that inspire All of us. Because deep down, we want some of that. And then when we start working towards it, we get to really find out if we want some of that or not. This is Coach Phil. Thank you for spending this time. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. Send this to somebody you know, because you know somebody that needs to hear this. Holla at y'all next time.